Physicians, personal trainers, middle school gym teachers, they've all said it. Running is a healthy way to exercise. Dr. Jody Scott in Sioux Falls is a longtime runner, and she's lacing up her shoes for the Avera Race Against Breast Cancer.
I run to reduce my risk factors, cancer, heart disease. It's been amazing to watch. My kids have healthy, active grandparents, and so I run because my goal is someday when I'm 80 years old to still run the race against breast cancer.
Scott's mother is a breast cancer survivor, so she has a personal inspiration to go along with her passion for fitness. Missy Kuiper coordinates the event, which includes 10K and 5K runs and two walks. The race draws thousands of participants and supporters.
You know, there's obviously a lot of races that are in Sioux Falls that take place, and that's great because obviously that's good for the community, and whatever that cause is, you know, everybody can be involved. So that's what's great about having multiple runs.
Multiple may be an understatement. Sioux Falls fields dozens of applications for fundraising events throughout the year, and something's on the calendar almost every weekend. Kelby Maris is the park operations manager for the city.
We ask the event organizer to submit a route to us, us being the special event committee, which I said is made up by various city departments. And we go through the route with them, work to find where, if it's on city streets, of course, the police department is heavily involved in what kind of support is available, and do the best we can just to make sure that they get the support that they need so their event is safe and successful.
Many of the events require permits. Mara says he's seen an increase in the number of fundraisers scheduled, and established events grow larger each year. That means more city departments working together.
It's what we do. We consider ourselves a bit of a partner with all of these organizations as they put on their special events. You know, we welcome them into our public spaces to have these events, and when we do that, we just want to make sure that the experience that their participants have is enjoyable.
Making smooth work of logistics benefits the people who prepare for the walk and run fundraisers. Doctor and runner Jody Scott says the community created at these events is unmatched.
When it does come to race day and you go out there and you're running with all those people and all those women, it is pretty amazing. And when you cross that finish line, it's a good feeling.
Yeah, makes it all worth it.
It makes it all worth it.
Images of women supporting women come to mind when envisioning past Race Against Breast Cancer events, but men shouldn't fret. They're welcome in Sioux Falls, too, or Rapid City's Mary Corbine says they can travel West River for a unique stampede.
And it's called Walk a Mile in Her Shoes, and the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes is for guys to walk in red high-heel shoes.
They perch in heels to show solidarity against domestic violence. People can also find themselves lounging for the cause.
We also have a couch potato section, so if you just want to cheer others on, you can still come down. You can, you know, get pledges to from your friends to support you in the couch potato section, too.
Corbine is the executive director of WAVY, which stands for Working Against Violence, Inc. The lighthearted take on a high-heeled walk and the couch potato option are only elements of the overall event to fight violence. It also includes a more traditional walk and 5K run.
We do get a lot of people who come and want to support WAVY and bring awareness to domestic violence and sexual assault. There's a lot of people who come because in one way or another, you know, this has affected their lives, and it's important for them to come in and walk and show awareness and support us. And there are, we do get a lot of runners who, you know, keep track of their times and who use the 5Ks to qualify for other events, you know, marathons and whatnot.
Corbine says she welcomes those runners who show up for the sole purpose of running because support on any level is meaningful. That's how Missy Kuiper in Sioux Falls views participants, too.
Because obviously as a runner, there's many different courses you can run, and everyone's a different challenge. So for some, I think that's kind of why they want to come and experience it. And then I think for the other half, it is really about that purpose of breast cancer or any kind of cancer and being there to support whoever was going through that journey or to celebrate the life of someone that had been lost.
The Sioux Falls and Rapid City coordinators agree. Just by being at the events, everyone is helping to raise awareness of the causes. With each race, Dr. Jody Scott manifests that dual purpose for signing up.
As a runner, I go out and run in honor of the people who have suffered through chemotherapy or who have lost their life or lost a loved one. And in doing that, you know that you're also helping other people, other survivors, other people who will eventually be diagnosed with the disease as well.
Scott says drawing in participants with different goals also increases education because it reminds people that running can be an important facet of wellness. That brings everyone involved in any of the walk or run fundraisers to a healthy finish. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.